Hi, can you share with us your first name?
Yes, my name is Rachel.
And what are some challenges that students who are parents face here at Cal State Fullerton?
Think some of the challenges that parents who are also students face is that you have another world of pressure added. Most students are young and you can rely on your parents or whomever to help with finances, and it's expected. It's expected when you're young that you don't have to take on the world. The financial responsibility isn't you. But when you're a parent and an adult, non-traditional student coming back to school, like all of the finances are still on your shoulders. So you have needing to keep a household, needing to make decisions that positively affect you and your child, and your family, on top of the intense level of studying and keeping up with classes and it's different. Sometimes, you're not tired because you stayed up too late on TikTok. Like you're tired because your child was sick all night, or your child's principal calls in the middle of a final, which I've had happen. You have a lot of like a whole layer of like unpredictability added to something where I feel like when you're younger, you get this luxury that you're just not even aware of. You get a luxury of not having these a whole lot of like an entire another person relying on their everything.
And if you were to complete the statement, I am not, how would you complete the statement?
I would say I am not limited.
And what would be important for others to know about this?
I think it's important for people to understand that it's you don't want to put people in a box. You don't want to say, oh, they're a mom, so fill in the blank. Oh, they're a student, so fill in the blank. There's so many more layers to every person, and so to assume like she's a mom and a student, so she's a nerd, or she's a mom and a student, so she's this, or she's uptight, or whatever it is, it's really limiting to another person, and it's going to create a barrier between how much you can expect of a person, how much you can rely on a person, how much you can connect with a person. So I think, I'm not limited to being a parent. I'm not limited to being a student. I'm not limited to, fill in the blank, whatever it is.
And if you were to complete this statement, I am, how would you complete this statement?
I'm a mom, I'm a shaman, I'm a hard worker.
And how, what would be important for others to know about this?
I think for others to know, that there's a lot of I ams. There's a lot more I ams than I am nots, I think. There's a lot more positivity in the I am portion of it than that I am not. And I think that's really important for other people to think about or to realize that, the I ams and the I am nots are both just attachments to identity, and we're all just so much more than that.
Absolutely, that's wonderful. So as an undergraduate course assistant, you've had an opportunity to view other students' research, narratives, and illustrations. Was there anything that stood out to you or inspired you as a result?
Referring to the artwork. Yes, I really liked Faith Randolph's images. So one is kind of like this girl, she's got green hair, and there's, censored people fornicating and a booze bottle, and she's rocking out. And then the other one is her like alone in her room looking kind of like a little bit sad. to 64 unread messages. And so what I like about it is like, I relate to, I love going out. I love catching a good concert, a good show. I love a good party. But again, like those aren't my identities. You know what I mean? Like I love I love a lot of rowdy music, but that doesn't mean when I go home that that is, that's not everything. You know what I mean? Like you can't expect that because I'm gonna, go to a rock concert that I'm gonna come home and be like, let's stay up till 4 and trash the house. Like it's really very different, This one she shows like a little bit of sadness at home, and I think that has to do. I mean, I understand it, but that's not. That's just, it's just you can't fit the people into a box. You know what I mean? Like if you come to my house and throw yourself around, you're gonna crash into one of my curio cabinets, and I'm going to be very upset with you. It's we can't just place. We can't say like, oh, this is how you react in the airport, so that's how you are all the time, or this is how you are at Denny's, so this is how you are all the time, or how you behave in class. There is an unspoken way to handle yourself in different things, and you can't just assume that that's how someone is all the time. And it really is, you don't want to just assume your friend's like a rock star all the time, because it's exhausting. We need to go home. We need to rest and not answer our phones sometimes. So I liked her piece.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Rachel, for taking time with us today.
Thank you.